You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. TaluCard is a payment system designed to make using payment cards safer and easier for blind and partially sighted people. The card features fingerprint authentication, tactile guidance markers, and has an app which gives vibration and audio feedback for extra security. We're joined today by co-founder Sam Morgan to learn more. Hi Sam, thanks so much for joining us. So before we speak about TaluCard, can you give us some background to your career in the tech industry?
Yes, well, this is a new industry for me, actually. Not new industry in terms of payments, but definitely working with the blind and partially sighted. It's something I find really rewarding. But just to give you a bit of my background, I spent many years working in customer marketing for some major global brands like American Express and Sky TV, where I was gaining a deep understanding of consumer behaviour and expectations. After that journey, I later had my own hospitality business, which was a real turning point in my career. So during COVID, we made an agile transformation, shifting our business model from a normal restaurant into a takeaway and an app-based approach. This sort of change tripled our output and reduced our staffing by half, and it really allowed me to understand how technology could completely reshape a business and how quickly innovation could really solve real problems. And that's what ignited my passion for the tech industry. I wanted to work in something that was fast moving, impactful, and where technology could make a real difference to every day, especially for those environments which aren't accessible. And that's what led me to co-develop TaluCard with my founder.
And where did the idea for TaluCard first come from?
Talu means pay in Welsh, and I'm from Wales. I'm based just outside Cardiff. The idea really came from me recognising how inaccessible payments were for the blind and partially sighted. You know, whilst running my hospitality business every day, I could see how people were coming in, and it was difficult for everybody to make payments in an equal way. You know, we always tried to ensure that we trained our staff to make sure that we helped everybody, but we never really understood how people had problems with a point of sale machine, putting in their PIN if it didn't have a braille number, you know, on number 5. And also, it really made me think about how these individuals weren't always sure about what they were paying, and they were trusting on our staff to make sure that they put through the transactions correctly. So from all of that experience, and really, when you have a restaurant, you really think about how those customers fit into a day-to-day world. We really wanted to create a solution that provided independence and security, any ease of use and convenience, all into one. And a big part of the debate when we've been developing the product is that there's this hybrid blend of a physical card that is assistive and also a technology that's assistive, but also understand that those two can work together and blend as a solution very well, but they can also work separately.
Can you walk us through how using TaluCard is different than regular payment cards and how that benefits blind and partially sighted users?
So first of all, let's go back to the challenge. So we know that the challenge was anybody, the blind and partially sighted, the aging, we all can't remember our PIN all the time. And we know that Apple PIN, even if that payment is in your Apple wallet, we know that every 6 transactions, you're going to get reminded that you've got to use your PIN. So that's whether you've got a card or whether you've got technology paying. We also know that there could be a number of cards in everybody's wallet. So how can we make our cards feel different and easier to select? The payment terminal situation now, where these flat screen terminals aren't easy for you to put in your PIN, how do you get over that challenge? Are you telling somebody you don't know your PIN? How do you make that work? That's a tricky situation, and you don't want to feel like you're being singled out in a queue of people. You just want to be able to make that transaction just like everybody else and walk out, leaving a store feeling that you've made a safe and independent payment. Because also when you lose a card, you panic that you've got to call and wait on the phone for ages and try and get that card cancelled. At least with this biometric payment solution, you understand that that card is safe because nobody else can use that card except yourself. So you're never going to have to worry about somebody spending on your card. So for all of those reasons, we've looked at, first of all, the biometric card. We touched upon the fact that the biometric has a sensor on it. That sensor has a fingerprint enrollment process that works at the beginning when you receive your card. But also, not only the fingerprint sensor, there's a notch that guides you to the fingerprint sensor, but there's also tactile guidance markers, which are patent pending, that are raised markers that help the visually impaired users accurately position their fingerprint on the sensor so that they can, every time they verify a payment, there's muscle memory that will make sure we suggest the dominant hand and the thumb, that every time they make a payment, you become more familiar with that process and that usability improves as you use the card more often. This makes it a safe product and it makes it an accessible product. And it also means that if you lose your card, nobody else can use that card. So that's the first part of the biometric card with the patent pending technology. You could go to the shop just with your card. You don't need a phone. We'll send you a notification when you've made that payment. So moving on to the app, it's basically designed to give users control over their payments while ensuring full accessibility. So first of all, we've got our pre-transaction verification, whereby TaluCard is the only solution that allows users to verify and approve payments before they're processed. So this system, through a Vibro, will allow the user to understand what they're paying before they're paying for it. Now, at the moment, when you go and pay, you only understand what you've paid post-transaction. So what we're trying to do is intervene here and give these individuals the access to understand what they're paying, when they're paying, to allow them to understand before they've been overcharged. So again, that increases the security, prevents the fraud protection, and controls the transactions in real time, reducing the risk of unauthorized payments. So yes, within the app, that will give you audio feedback, spoken transaction confirmations, and balance updates, and any other alerts that need to be sent. But that can be done through the phone, through haptic feedback, or through an earpiece, through VoiceOver. It's going to have screen reader compatibility, so it works seamlessly with the VoiceOver on the iOS. So basically, when we've configured our app, we've worked really with the Apple convention, because we know that those are the things that Apple do really well. So the app will be really good, because if when you receive your card, you can actually enroll your fingerprint registration using the app with very, very clear guidance. And we're going through our user testing now at the moment. And then once your fingerprint is then instilled on the card, then it'll be ready for going to the shops or spending online. The fingerprint then allows you every time you go to make that safe transaction. So also within the app, we're working on the screen reader compatibility, and we're also looking at high contrast with colors and simple navigation, large text layout. We are working and engaged with the RNIB to make sure that we're taking on their objective feedback at every stage of its development. So it's a really, really exciting project. And one thing that I haven't mentioned, but I will now, is that Innovate UK recognized this project for 2025. And I was one of the awardees for Women in Innovation this year. So they have, really, really invested within our project. And I'm delighted to say that I'm one of the 50 awardees for Women in Innovation too. So I'm on this 12-month journey with them to make sure that we get TaluCard to market.
Yes, a huge congratulations. Winning this award is not only kind of a recognition of your fantastic work, but also of the potential that TaluCard has to really help people make safer, more independent payments. So it's really exciting.
We're deep in the user testing phase at the moment, and once we have improved the product to align with exactly all of the objectives that we need to solve from the RNIB and from everybody else that's working on the project, because there is technology being built and we're iterative, so we're very agile. So we know that this solution has been created, but what we want to do is champion payments at a level where we know that we've worked with the RNIB, that we've tested it with those that are blind and partially sighted, and we want to make sure that we deliver the best product that there is on the market that's inclusive for everybody. So we're now building on all our social media. So we've got talucard.com as a website. We've also built our socials into Instagram, into Twitter, and I'm on LinkedIn, and TaluCard has a page on LinkedIn. And TaluCard is spelled TaluCard. So we are getting the word out there, but we can't say too much until we've really finished this testing phase, which is now very exciting.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, TaluCard co-founder Sam Morgan, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.